talking marketing with Andy Reid. You are the man in charge of the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council.
Correct.
Well done.
Thanks.
Good job. Hey, you know what? From my position, it's never been a more exciting time to be a credit union marketer or even a marketer in general than now, because there's so many channels you can get your message out into.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's just, I mean, obviously social media. This girl has a very large box she's carrying. Be careful. Awesome.
She has a cart there.
All right. Anyway, we digress. I just think it's really exciting with social media, all the mobile stuff, obviously the traditional stuff. It's really kind of a fun time to be a marketer.
It is. It's a really fun time to be a marketer and business development. You can leverage so many different communication channels, so many different ways to push your marketing, so many low-cost ways. You can tailor it to the generations that you're dealing with, whether it be the seniors who still love direct mail, or whether it be your Gen Y and your millennials who love getting email or getting text
love
pushes.
This thing.
They like their push messages.
Exactly.
And so lots of different ways to spread messages.
Yeah, indeed. And this is kind of the stuff that you guys cover with the marketing council. So
yeah,
I assume you guys run the gamut. I mean, you have a conference coming up in
Anaheim in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, my gosh, it's
Mickey
right
Mouse.
Around the corner.
We're gonna teach Mickey how to be a marketer, man.
I think he's done a pretty good job so far.
Yeah. I think he's got the cornerstone on that.
I think he's got it wired pretty well. Pretty well. So what can we expect from the conference? I mean, you guys always have great speakers.
Yeah, amazing. So we spent a lot of time on content. So the pitch is back for the second time this year.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch is kind of based off of the Shark Tank concept.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so credit unions can submit to pitch their great next idea.
Nice.
And then they get awarded a $10,000 grant, if you will, to pursue that idea. And the audience votes after they do their pitch.
Yeah.
They do their pitch Pecha Kucha style. And so instead of the sharks, we have all of the other marketers who decide who the winners are after they score them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get their $10,000 and they get to work with Mills Marketing, which is a really amazing marketing agency for a year.
I know of them, yes.
Second time around for this. Very popular last year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year's winner will be at this year's conference to present the results of his program.
Okay.
And so
we've
been following him throughout the year.
Very exciting.
With CUNA Council staff and meeting with him periodically.
Okay.
And so we're really excited to hear.
Can you divulge anything? Or
I don't want to steal his thunder,
but
he did something. It grew into a behemoth power machine.
Really?
So his idea really was an amazing idea.
Okay.
So I don't want to steal his thunder.
All right.
Come to the conference and see it.
Exactly. All right. I will be there. I will definitely be there. Gosh, what else? I mean, I'm trying to think. What are the goals for you guys at the show here? Obviously, to gain some exposure, more image, get some more members. So what are some of the benefits that a marketing business development member can
expect? At the GAC or the marketing conference?
Well, being a council member.
Yeah, being
a
council member.
What kind of some of the benefits
that
you
membership,
get?
So obviously we have the conference, which is a gathering usually of about 400 to 500 marketers and business developers from all over the country.
Yeah.
And marketing people are very, we'll call them extroverts. Let's use that word. Marketing
really?
And business development people are very extroverted.
Really?
And so they have the opportunity to network with a ton of people at that conference. But we've really focused on the executive committee over the last few years and focusing on content and really upping the content. So earlier we had the conversation about an exciting time to be a marketer or business developer with so many advanced tools and so many different channels that you can push marketing and business development across. With that, though, comes the need for education.
Mm-hmm.
And so the council is really a premier resource, in my mind, for white papers on topics, on branding, on channels, on all kinds of great things that we do. We have round tables, we have webinars, and then of course at the conference we have the Diamond Awards. So the Diamond Awards recognizes the best of the best of the marketing and business development community around the country. And so we had over 1,200 entries this year.
Oh my gosh, is that
we
all?
We added a
my
new
goodness.
Category, talking about channels, we added a new category called videos.
Okay.
And we had over 80 entrants in that category.
Good
so,
grief.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interest here. Well
it
done.
It is. So, moving forward there. So, just really focusing on content at the conference and ensuring that is really meeting the needs of the constituents and staying cutting edge and staying really fresh with what's going on in the marketplace.
Exactly.
So that marketers have access to cost-effective ways to get that information.
What are some successful I don't know if you know this like offhand, but what are some successful things that credit unions can do to get their word out with all these channels now? I mean, what are some things that, you know, if you can think of anything off the top of your head,
No, what we really try to profess is strategic marketing. And so that is kind of a question that would imply that there's this one great thing and anybody could do it. And so it really depends on your circumstance and who are you marketing to or who are you trying to develop the business with. What is the current state of your business? What are the objectives of the business? And so what I like to tell marketing and business development professionals that I interact with as a council is, you know, it's not that far-fetched anymore that those folks take a corner seat like I did to become a CEO because every credit union strategic plan is grow income from loans, grow non-interest income from ancillary products, decrease expenses, you know, increase the bottom line and grow membership.
Right.
And so the person who knows how to do that on a shoestring budget and then is pressed really hard. So you're told, go do this.
Yeah.
Do this cheaply because, you know, we always spend too much money in marketing.
Of course.
And then when you get there, it's like, what did you do with the money? And so,
show me
who in the world knows better how to do those things than marketers.
Yeah,
and so, that's what I really try to get to them is the education and the knowledge and keep giving them meat. I call it giving the meat instead of giving it the milk.
Okay, I like that. Okay, very cool.
It's a wrap.
Very cool. All right, wrap up question. Speaking of wrap, there's nothing there, but there's something here. 2016. What do you see in 2016 as in regards to marketing for credit unions? Is it more video, more social media, Snapchat going crazy, Instagram?
Yeah. So with the surge in mobile devices, you're just going to continue to see apps, and you're going to continue to see all of the mobile device technology. The whole payments arena is just blowing up everywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
The part of the challenge is that regulatory requirements kind of have to catch up with the technology.
Right. Yeah.
So regulatory requirements aren't always necessarily early adopters.
Not even close, man.
And so we're in it, you know, as that becomes more and more heavy and as the CFPB begins to look more at those types of things and as the NCUA looks at them, we'll continue to try to refine those programs. So I think over this year, I don't think you're going to see some major new technological thing like the iPhone or anything like that. But you're just going to continue to see these quantum leaps and apps and the things that they can do and payment technologies. And but, you know, the old tried and true ways of marketing are not dead.
You're right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. I mean, some people still have very successful direct mail campaigns. Yeah. I know of a very large credit union that has a huge direct mail campaign program, and it's very successful. And so, you know, we have a tendency to think of that as old school marketing. Mm-hmm. So if anything, what's happening in the marketplace for marketing and business development is the tools just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And the box, your toolbox has got more tools in
it.
And so you have to be really strategic and you have to be really focused and you have to really understand what is it that the CEO and the CFO and the CMO, hopefully, and the board is driving to, and how do I put all of those things into that, and which tools do I use?
Yeah.
So I don't think there's going to be a big thing this year as much as you're just going to continue to see the marketplace just leverage all of this technology.
Sounds like it's maturing. Kind of like social media in the beginning. It was just this crazy, wow, this is so much fun. Now it's really matured and people know where to go and how to use it, hopefully.
Think about, you know, most recently, just in the last week, 2 weeks, we're hearing about this whole thing about unlocking the iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
The government wants to unlock the iPhones.
Yeah.
A lot of people carry their information on their iPhones. They have their bill pay on their iPhones. Yeah. They have their mobile banking on their iPhones.
Yeah.
We use push notifications across bill pay platforms in the marketing and business development realm. What kind of regulation is going to come?
Yeah.
What kind of regulation is going to come with those things? So marketing may eventually be like branches, where, you know, we have 5,000 pages of disclosures, right?
Oh,
and so, you know, regulatory's not going away.
Oh, no, it's not. It's going to increase,
and
if anything.
The relief is minimal.
Exactly.
I don't want to complain because the relief that we've gotten, we want to be proud that we've earned it.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
So, I didn't mean to be a negative,
Nelly.
But what I would say is the conference is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really the premier professional organization for marketing and business development professionals.
Pretty cool stuff.
We have the two designation schools as well that we partnered with at CUNA, and the council endorses both of those schools.
Okay.
We people on the council participated in the development of some of the curriculum in those. And so those designations, the business development designation is done at CUNA Fuse, and then marketing management school, you can earn that over a 3-year period.
Okay.
And
right
so really giving credibility to the disciplines,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, those disciplines having an important seat at the executive table and at the strategic table and at the future table.
Yeah, it's really, again, you know, I'm reiterating, you know, it's really an exciting time to be a marketer.
It is.
It sounds like it's really, really fun.
It is doing an all exciting time. It's awesome.
Very cool. Andy, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having
Good luck
me.
At the conference. Maybe I'll see you there.